The new bridge cost $28 million, with most of the funds coming from the 2009 American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. Federal Railroad Administrator Joe Szabo says the project came in under budget and ahead of schedule.
We now have double track running the entire stretch from Jefferson City to St. Louis, and delays caused by rail traffic funneling into a single track over the old bridge are now a thing of the past.
However, bottlenecks still exist between Jefferson City and Kansas City. MoDOT Director Dave Nichols admits that finding money to eliminate them won't be easy. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.